So Philippians chapter 3, I'm going to read verses 13 and 14. Paul says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Now let's pray. Father, we are again humbled tonight at the very fact that you love us. We have done nothing to merit your love. You offered it freely by your grace. And for that, we say thank you. And tonight, Lord, as we look to your word, no doubt many of us, perhaps all of us, have been struggling today in some way. Perhaps a trial, a test, a temptation. And Lord God, a concern. Lord, I don't know. But Lord, would you draw us near to yourself tonight? Prepare us for the revival that you desire to bring to us. May we be ready, oh God, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, we see Paul writing to the church of Philippi in a most encouraging letter. And this is a section where Paul has voiced his testimony, and you look at the previous verses, of what he used to be and now what God has called him to be. And he is making it a very clear and vivid point that what he used to be is nothing. I'm thankful that my past before Christ is nothing. It's gone. It's under the blood. And anytime I'm reminded of it, I want to guarantee you that it is not God reminding me of my past when it comes to sinful things. That is under the blood, and I'm thankful for that. And Paul knew that, and he pressed toward the mark. And he wasn't looking at his past sin. He wasn't looking at his past accomplishments. He was on a course. And that's what he's talking about. He's talking about a course that he is on. Now, if I could give the title of tonight's challenge, it would be this. I haven't arrived, but I'm going in the right direction. Amen. I haven't arrived, but I'm going in the right direction. That's what Paul was telling these believers. He said, "Brethren, I have not apprehended. I haven't got to that place that I want to be ultimately, but I am pressing on. I am moving forward." And folks, listen, that is what we look forward in revival. None of us here tonight have arrived. We all have growing to do. So what God has given us, the gift of the evangelist, praise God, I still believe in the gift of the evangelist. God is going to send His servant here for 4 days, and He's going to preach what God puts on His heart. He has studied, He has prayed, we have prepared, and we're going to let God grow us in our preparation to press towards Him and to be more like Him. You know, the Christian life is a journey. And that journey takes us closer and closer to our destination. You know, any of you folks that like traveling or have done much traveling, taking a long trip, you get kind of anxious sometimes when you're not there yet. You haven't arrived. But one thing that I can always be reminded of, and I remember specifically when I lived in Greenwood, South Carolina. I just joined the Coast Guard, and I want to tell you, I was homesick. I was homesick at boot camp, and I was homesick at my first station. My first station was in Miami Beach, Florida. And I tell you what, I don't have the miles memorized, but I know it was at least 700 miles to drive from Greenwood down to Miami. And I would hit Interstate 95, Brother Ralph, and I'm telling you, I would hit it all the way until I got to Interstate 26. But I can remember many a times when I was on my way to South Carolina, I would just count down those miles. Well, listen, we won't talk about that. We didn't speed. I did get pulled over one time, as I recall, state patrolman. And thankfully, he let me off since I was in the Coast Guard. He said, I'll let you go this time. He said, just slow it down. But I remember counting down the miles. And sometimes I get anxious. Sometimes I'd be sleepy or whatever the case may be. But I just wanted to get there. But one thing that always encouraged me, I was getting closer to home. And that's the Christian life. The closer we get, the more encouraged we ought to get. The stronger we ought to get, the more joyful we ought to get when we do get knocked down, though, and we do fight the devil. We do have those days where we are struggling. But the fact of the matter is what Paul was saying, I haven't arrived, but by God's will, I'm getting closer. Let me take the next few minutes and just point out a couple of these words and something that I want us just to apply as we go into our summer revival starting just real soon. The first one I want to bring your attention to is that phrase there in verse number 13. One thing. Okay? Now you'll notice that the word this is italicized and the words I do are italicized. Those are not in the original. The translators put it there for clarification, but that literally reads, but one thing. One thing. What was that one thing speaking of? Well, number one, it's speaking of priority. It's speaking of priority. Paul is telling these Philippians, listen, I haven't arrived. I'm not looking back. But one thing, I got a priority. And you know what our priority is? We're going to see here the same thing that was Paul's. He had a direct mark. He had a goal, and that goal was to be more like Jesus. We will be in a glorified state one day, and we will be like Him when we see Him as He is, and that will be the end of the sinful nature. Can I get a hallelujah right there? Woo! Doesn't that make you happy, believer? No more struggling with sin one day. But as we get there, I like this saying, we can't be sinless, but we can sin less. I believe that. I don't believe in sinless perfection. I don't. But I do believe we grow in our walk with the Lord, and I do believe we grow stronger, especially in times where God revives us. That's my point tonight. We need revival. I need revival. And this one thing is a priority. Lord, I always want to be growing in You. Is it a priority tonight for you? Is it a priority that you are wanting to grow? That is important. The next word here is forgetting. It says here, he says one thing. And then the next one is forgetting. Forgetting those things which are behind. We talked about that. Basically, what Paul is saying here, he says, I'm going on this course unhindered. I'm not going to get distracted by anything in my past. And it's very obvious here that he is using athletic terms. Greek competitions that they had here, it was very obvious that the Greek terminology he is using is dealing with athletes and their competition. And the idea here is running, of course, is running a course. And this idea of forgetting is actually an athletic term too. You know what it's talking about? A lot of times those runners, if they concentrated on the other runners, they got distracted. They lost their focus. And Paul says, I'm not going to get distracted. I am pressing toward the mark, unhindered. And that's something that we got to remember tonight. You may be struggling with your past tonight. Satan's reminding you of some things. Maybe you're on your past and you're just kind of satisfied where you are. Hey, listen, either one of those categories, we need revival. We need to be forgetting about those things which are behind and be unhindered. And then notice that next phrase, reaching forth. Again, another athletic term here, and we see reaching forth when he says here, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Now, I like this. The runner, I wish I could relate a little more. Some of you, how many of you ran track in here? Okay, we got at least 6 or 7. You maybe could explain this a little better than me, because I never did run track. Can't you tell? Okay. But anyway, we see that it is in the idea of eyeing what's ahead. Another way, you're just eyeing the goal line, the finish line. You're eyeing that finish line. You're eyeing what's ahead. What's coming? Listen, when we are pursuing Christ, we are constantly looking forward to what's ahead. Let me ask you something. Do you ever dream about growing more and more in grace? Do you ever dream, believer, about your maturity in Christ? Do you ever dream? And what I mean by that, I'm not talking about a dream that you have at night. I'm just talking about a vision in your heart and mind. When you are walking this Christian life, do you sometimes meditate on things that you would like to reach one day? Maybe it's, Lord, I would love for you to grow me and let me get to a point where I could pray for 30 minutes a day. Lord, I'm praying that, Lord, you'd get me to one day in my spiritual maturity where I can witness to one person a day. Lord, I'd love to get to a place where I'm being more faithful in church, where I can plug in and let God use my gifts. Lord, I'm dreaming about that. I'm asking you to, you know what that is, church? That is reaching forth. That's seeking to get it. Okay? Doesn't mean you got it already, but you're never satisfied. You're reaching for, Lord, I want to do more for you. I want to do more for your glory. I want to be used of you. Lord, I want my family to grow. Lord, I want to get to where we have family devotions. Lord, would you help us? Hey, dream about that. Think about that. Vision it in your mind and reach for it and pray for it. I'm telling you, God will get you there. He certainly would. Reaching forth, eyeing what's ahead. But then there's that word press. I like the word press there. It says, I press, Paul says, I press toward the mark. That means there's a pursuing. There is a real effort given. And it is going forward. And we are pursuing God for revival. And we're not going to give up. And we're going to do whatever it takes. That's why we're having special emphasis of prayer these past few weeks. That's why we're having our August 22nd special day of prayer. But then not only do we see the pressing, but look at toward. What are you pressing toward? That's that word there, pressing toward. What does that mean? I love this. You know what it means? It means we're getting closer, Sister Kathy. Isn't that a blessing? We're getting closer. Paul said, hey, I'm getting closer. As I walk with God, as I yield my life to Him, I can sense I'm getting closer to Him. That's why that James told the church there, draw nigh to God and He'll draw nigh to you. What's he talking about? Getting closer. Hey, let's get closer to God tonight during that week of revival. Let's get closer to God than we ever have before. Wouldn't that be awesome? We could look forward to a week where our church is closer to God, the Creator of the universe, closer than we've ever been before. That'd be awesome. I want to reach toward that. Do you, church? I believe you do. I do, with all my heart. And then, I want you to look at this word in closing. It says here, I press, I pursue toward, I'm getting closer, I'm closing in on what? The mark. That's the goal. The goal of that, of the revival meeting that we have coming up, and in fact, if you just want to go ahead and just, as it is, the truth is, the goal of every day. But as we make application to this meeting, the goal is Christ. It's Christ-likeness. That is revival, is it not? If I'm living like Jesus, I'm living in revival. Don't you believe that? If I am living like Jesus through the power of His Spirit, I am experiencing revival. Sometimes I think we complicate revival. we almost get a little mystical on each other. okay? It's like you got to get into this special realm. Listen, when you are yielded and letting God lead you and you're pressing toward that and God and the Holy Spirit is leading you more to be more and more like Jesus, that's the mark. That's the call from heaven down upon the church. Become more like Jesus. Don't stop pursuing. Don't stop struggling. Don't give up until you have reached the mark. And that's what we're going to do. With the Lord's help, Christ-likeness. I really like this. Paul, every word of God is inspired. But I just imagined as I studied for this, I imagined one thing that just the Lord put upon my heart for this revival meeting. If you take the first part of verse of that one phrase in verse 13, one thing, and then you close it with the mark, you could say it like this. All right, you could say it like this. One thing, Christ. Church, if we can just say that in our hearts, that's who we want to be like, that's who we want to honor, that's who we want to glorify, and we will do whatever it takes in the will of God to get there. One thing. Tonight we will pray. We will seek the Lord. I hope you're seeking the Lord at home. And I hope we'll seek Him together in the days to come and on that 22nd. And I hope that God will do such a work that we will just keep on praying. We'll keep on praying fervently. We just won't do it as a prep work, but it'll just flow, Brother Christian. It'll just continue to flow. That's what we're praying for and trusting God to help us. Let's pray. Lord, thank You for this precious message from Paul. Lord, to the church of Philippi, what an encouraging message that he had for them. And Lord, I'm thankful that the message is for us today too. Oh God, one thing, Christ. He is our all in all. He is the one who was and is to come. He is the one we come to glorify, to be like, to serve. Oh God, would You hear our cry tonight? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.